The U.S. Justice Department, Attorney General Bill Schuette, and Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton have asked Governor Snyder's administration to shut down its internal investigations into the Flint water crisis. They all say those administrative civil inquiries may have damaged their criminal investigations. Governor Snyder's office has called off its internal probe and asked the legislature's Auditor General to do the same. With us now is Wayne State University law professor Peter Henning. Peter, we're talking about administrative probes into the Department of Environmental Quality and the Department of Health and Human Services. And I want to start with you by quoting from the Attorney General's letter. Quote, "These two investigations have compromised the ongoing criminal investigation and may cause the guilty to go free, obstruct justice, and result in gross injustice to the families of Flint and the families of Michigan." That's some pretty strong language. What's going on here?
It's very strong language. Whether, in fact, it's been compromised isn't clear at this point. But what's going on is that at least these letters indicate that when the civil investigation took place and when employees of the Department of Environmental Quality, for example, were called in and interviewed, those employees were told that if they didn't cooperate, they could lose their job, or at least there was that threat that they could lose their job. What that does under the law, and this is under the U.S. Constitution, the Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, what it does is it gives them immunity. It means that their statements can't be used against them, nor may any information developed out of that statement be used against them. So it can have a major effect on the criminal investigation, because if the criminal investigators get this information, that means they can't take any action, or at least it would be very difficult to take any action against one of those employees. So it could substantially compromise the criminal investigations.
Well, I have to ask, Peter, how common is the legal understanding of how criminal investigations work, this part of the law? Is this at all obscure? Are we talking about, you know, basically criminal law and criminal investigation 101?
Well, it's obscure in the sense that it's not easy to put this into a Law and Order episode or wherever most of the general public gets its knowledge. It's not like a cop reading Miranda warnings. But in fact, it is really quite similar to that, that if you, a government employee, are told, you must tell us what you did, what happened, what you observed, and if you don't, you lose your job, then essentially what you've done is you force them to confess. And just like Miranda, you don't have to talk. It will give you, it being the Constitution, will give you some protection. So this is an important protection, but it is certainly not widely known.
But I guess I've got to wonder, and I'm trying to understand this. To me, this sounds like either incredible incompetence, not realizing that these state civil probes could mar the criminal investigations, or a deliberate attempt to sabotage the criminal investigations. Is that at all a fair way to look at this?
Well, I'm certainly hopeful it's not the latter, that it wasn't the goal to sabotage. What can happen in these things is, and maybe it's incompetence, or even just at the level of the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. The goal in the civil investigation was get information. Well, what's the easiest way to get information? Promise people that what they say can't hurt them. But of course, if you're not thinking about a criminal investigation, and that is very short-sighted, but if you're not thinking about a criminal investigation, you're more than happy to give those employees that protection, that if you tell us something, we won't use it against you. Why? Because your goal there is only to figure out what happened and take any civil approach possible. So I'm at least very hopeful that it wasn't designed to sabotage a criminal investigation, but it could have the effect of at least making the criminal investigation much more difficult if that probe, if the civil probe and the report that was completed apparently in April, if that gets out and if it's widely disseminated in the media. Even though the criminal people might not look at it, it can affect witnesses, and that can have the same impact as actually using the statements against the person.
You know, Peter, when we look at these letters from U.S. Prosecutor Barbara McQuaid and Attorney General Schuette and Genesee County Prosecutor Layton, How unusual is this to have this, you know, this blast of letters saying stop now?
Unusual. I mean, it does happen, but typically, and this, what's a little puzzling about this is the state police was involved or were involved in the investigation and the civil part of it. And with any police investigator, the very first thing that comes to mind when you're talking with a government employee is what are called Garrity rights. That's a Supreme Court case, Garrity versus New Jersey, that says if you force a government employee to testify, they get immunity. Every cop should know about Garrity rights because they have them themselves. Police officers are frequently examined for their conduct, and they understand Garrity. So I'm at least puzzled by how did they whiff on this one? How did they not know it? You as a prosecutor, you as a criminal investigator would expect other criminal investigators to know how this works. So you're right to raise the question, is this just negligence or is it something worse? I certainly hope it's not something worse.
Wayne State University law professor Peter Henning, it is always great talking with you, Peter. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Cindy.